Well, now, country and western fans of our Hillbilly Hit Parade, this is an interview we're going to give you here with Elvis Presley. It's taken from the Municipal Auditorium up in Wichita Falls, Texas, where we were last night. Elvis played a big show. I think many of you are familiar with that. In fact, a lot of you were up there. We're going to ask Elvis some questions, let him tell you straight, because I think you get more out of it that way, and I know that each and every one of you are just waiting to hear him talk. Elvis, boy, we want to first ask you how old you are.
I'm 21, Jim.
You're 21 years old. Sure heart, you've got a few months on me, I'll tell you for sure. Tell us, how'd you get your first break or to make your first record with Sun Records?
Well, I went into Sun Records, and there was a guy that took down my name, told me he might call me sometime. So he called me about a year and a half later. I went and I made my first record, That's Right Mama.
That's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right.
What happened? Because, boy, those things spun on the turntables like nobody's business.
Heard of Elvis Presley in 1956 in high school. That's first time I ever heard Hound Dog. I saw him sing it in person. I went to see him at the Arizona State Fairgrounds on his probably one of his first national tours after he signed with RCA. And he was debuting his new record, which was Hound Dog at that time. And it was just something that I'd never been exposed to, or anyone else in my generation had at that time. You know, that kind of magnetism and that kind of electricity in a crowd. And,
first record I ever had, first rock and roll record, was a DJ copy of Elvis Presley singing Too Much. It was Too Much and Playing for Keeps on one side of a white RCA EP. The other side was Dinah Shore singing Shantae, Shantae, and something else.
When I was in high school, I used to have my 8x10 glossy photograph of Elvis in my locker. That was, 1957.
Hound Dog, Elvis Presley, 1956. I even know where I bought it. S. Klein's in Hempstead.
And I remember him singing Love Me Tender on a tall. And I remember seeing Bill Haley a couple of times.
First record I ever bought was Alley-Oop.
First record I bought. Remember the 78 records?
Tell us, before you got in this music business, what were you doing for yourself?
I was driving a truck.
Driving a truck?
Yeah,
Was that back in Tennessee?
Yeah, I was back in Memphis where I live now. I was trying to say I was learning to be an electrician.
You decided to stick to truck driving, huh?
Well, I was driving a truck and I was studying to be an electrician too, see.
I see, and you got all mixed up in this crazy music business, yeah. And I tore the electrician deal all to heck,
huh? Electrician and trucks all up.
How'd you get your start on the Louisiana Hayride? What brought that all about?
I went down there as just a tryout, more or less. And the people, they seem to kind of go for my songs a little bit, so they gave me a job down there.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. Well, it ain't no fun when the sun's around. I get going when the sun goes down and I'm with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. But who cares how many times we kiss? 'Cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for his second appearance of three appearances on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
You ready? Set, go and go. I got a gal that I love so. Rock and roll, baby, she's gonna become a sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll, baby, she's out for
ready. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the rock and roll. How I started and when I started and all this stuff, because a lot of it has been so inaccurate. A lot of people haven't really known. What really happened? I just got out of high school, and I was driving a truck. Yes.
You called
a friend of ours. He told me when he was living in Grenada, Mississippi. He wanted to be a songwriter, and he was listening to Little Richard records back in 1955, 56. And he told himself, I can write, you know, songs like Tutti Frutti and Long Tall Sally. So he wrote Rip It Up, and he wrote Ready Teddy in Mississippi, and he started to drive to California to play the songs for Little Richard. But in the interim, this guy named Elvis Presley was doing a show in this small town. And in fact, this friend of ours, John Marscato, booked Elvis in Grenada, Mississippi, I think it was. And so many kids showed up to this show. As, you know, I think he said he paid Elvis $50 for the show or something, you know. And backstage, he sang Elvis live, Rip It Up and Ready Teddy, you know. You probably know the songs well. If you haven't, you should probably play them on the show. You know, well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. I'm fooling about money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, babe, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up. I wanna rip it up. I wanna shake it up. I wanna ball it up. I wanna rip it up. Having a ballin' night. And I won't be late. I picked her up in my 88. A shag on down by the social hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I wanna rock it up. I wanna shake it up. I wanna rip it up. Gonna ball it up. I wanna rip it up. And a ball tonight.
The people, they seem to kind of go for my songs a little bit. So they gave me a job down there.
So from then on, you as a regular. Yeah. You're not with the Hayride anymore, are you?
No, last Saturday night was my last night down there.
Last night with the Hayride. How'd you pick up these boys, Scotty and Bill? You known them a long time? They live there around you?
Well, they live in Memphis, but I never knew them until we made our first record.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, what are you doing now? Just making personal appearances around the country? Is that all you're doing?
Yeah, we just touring the country, different place every night.
Different places and working TV shows and this and that whenever the occasion comes. Ellis, you made a screen test. Can you tell us the result of that now?
We got a 7-year contract with Paramount Pictures.
Well, I heard you that's good to rock it tonight. Well, I heard the news that's good to rock it tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby till as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty and I heard the news, there's good to rock it tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good to rock it tonight. We're going
slow. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Never will again.
She's never cared for me. Well, I thought I knew just what she'd do. Like it's not so smart. Oh, you're trying to tell me all alone. You don't break my heart. I'm left, you're right. She's gone. You're right, I'm left. She's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Don't care on how I fall for you. From the Sun Sessions, all of those, we heard I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone, Mystery Train, Good Rockin' Tonight, and earlier, That's All Right, Mama. We kicked off our special Remembering Elvis with an excerpt from a program entitled All the Way from Memphis, produced by Peter Beauchamp. And that'll serve as a kind of an overture for the 3.5 hours yet to come, during which we will explore the career of an incredible contributor to popular music in this country and all around the world, the late Elvis Presley, who would have been 43 years old today. For those of you who are keeping score and looking ahead, between 7 and 8 this evening, we will explore Elvis in New York. And actually, there's not much to explore. Of course, he was in and out of town on many occasions for various television shows, but as far as appearances are concerned, it was back in 1972, June of 72, that Elvis came to Madison Square Garden. That'll be between 7 and 8 this evening. After the 6 o'clock news until 7 o'clock, his comeback TV show from 1968, which was recently rebroadcast as part of a 3-hour special, in fact, but stands alone in terms of presenting a rock artist on television. It was truly a comeback for those of us who felt that Elvis slept through the 60s, for those of us who felt that his return from the Army marked a number of years filled with trite movies and music not up to the standards of his earlier work or things yet to come. It all came back together back in 1968, and we'll devote 6 until 7 to that television special. And right after we take care of a bit of business, well, all of those songs that I told you all week long in the promo for this show, changed the world and every one of our lives. I remind you that Remembering Elvis is being brought to you by Here Comes the Sun. Start the new year off right and let the professionals at Here Comes the Sun get your hair in shape. At Here Comes the Sun in Hackensack or Westwood, New Jersey, you always get the personal and professional attention your hair needs. They know that each person's hair is as individual as their fingerprints, and they will tailor your hair especially for you. For a cut, permanent, or complete restyling, you can't do better than at Here Comes the Sun. They'll show you the best way to take care of your hair. If it has to do with making your hair looking great, try Here Comes the Sun. They are located at 429 Main Street in Hackensack, diagonally opposite Sears, and at 457 Broadway in Westwood, New Jersey. Here Comes the Sun for all your special hair needs for both men and women. The 4 o'clock temperature reading 46 degrees. This may be the last of those high temperatures. Humidity 100%. Our forecast for New York City and vicinity. Rainy and windy. Rain will be heavy at times, including a possible thundershower to cause local street or urban flooding. Above normal high tides may cause lowland coastal flooding. Rain ending tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and very cold. Temperatures dropping into the 30s during the day and to the 20s in the evening. The outlook for Tuesday, very cold, windy, partly cloudy, and a chance of an occasional snow flurry. Winter reminding us that it has us in its grip. 29 before 5, Pete Fornital at WNEW-FM in New York. It is a mark of Elvis Presley's immortality, in a sense, that every one of us who was touched by his life and career will probably always remember where we were and what we were doing when we heard that he died, and also have a story about how this man entered our lives. You have yours, I have mine. It was a summer evening in 1956. I was at home with my father in our apartment in the Bronx, playing off in another room while he was watching a summer replacement television show for Jackie Gleason. It was called Stage Show, and it was hosted by Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. My father, being a fanatic for the big band era, was a regular viewer of that show. On this particular Saturday, he called me into the room with an interesting tone of voice, and he said as I entered, "Do you want to see the craziest person you have ever seen in your life?" And that person, of course, turned out to be Elvis Presley, who was making his first national television appearance on this summer replacement for the Jackie Gleason program. And he sat there ridiculing it, and I sat there loving it. And this invisible wall grew up between us that we were almost never, ever again from that moment able to penetrate. These are among those songs that changed my life and probably yours.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just lonely. I could die. Oh, the boys always crowded, and you still can find some room. So lonely, they could die.
I want you, I want you. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. Don't be cruel, your heart is true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's still you and the girl. Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true.
You ever go? I'm all shook up.